AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today is day one of Federal Aviation Administration cuts in flights at 40 of the biggest airports. It's to ease pressure on air traffic controllers who've been working without getting paid during the government shutdown. Karen Soika from Connecticut is caught up in all of this. She was supposed to fly out of Newark.
Then all of a sudden, I pull up the whole itinerary. Are you ready for this? They rebooked me at a JFK an hour earlier with an 11-hour layover in some place called Port of Spain. Crazy.
Airlines have said people could see weekend travel plans disrupted with little notice. Republican senators are trying to end the government shutdown by preparing a bipartisan package of spending bills they hope will win new Democratic votes. But President Trump says Democrats don't seem to want to do that.
We've approved a opening up 14 times and they keep rejecting it. And I guess maybe they will again. Let's see what happens. They want to have a lot of bad things happen, bad things for our country. We're not going to give $1.5 trillion to people that came into our country illegally.
He's talking about the Democrats' push to extend health care tax credits. This is House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Tens of millions of Americans who are in the open enrollment period right now are seeing their premiums, copays, and deductibles skyrocket in some cases by $1,000 or $2,000 per month. That is unsustainable.
A test vote on the new package in the Senate could come as soon as today. Cornell University says it will pay $60 million and accept the Trump administration's interpretation of civil rights laws in order to restore federal funding and end investigations into the school. Education Secretary Linda McMahon called it a transformative commitment that puts a focus on merit, rigor, and truth-seeking. The Supreme Court is weighing a long-shot appeal to overturn a decision legalizing same-sex marriage nationwide. This is AP News.
The Grammy nominations are out, and Kendrick Lamar is up for 9 trophies at the 2026 awards ceremony in Los Angeles. His blockbuster success, GNX, is his 5th consecutive studio album to be nominated for Album of the Year, something no other artist has done. Lady Gaga and the Canadian producer Circuit, who worked on her album Mayhem, got 7 nominations. Jack Antonoff joins them with 7 for the rap song TV Off and his work with Lamar and Sabrina Carpenter. Bad Bunny, the artist headlining the Super Bowl halftime show, scored 6 nominations. For Best New Artist, the nominees are girl group Cat's Eye, Olivia Dean, The Marías, Addison Rae, Somber, Leon Thomas, Alex Warren, and Lola Young. I'm Jennifer King.
The NCAA revoked the eligibility of 6 men's college basketball players for allegations of sports betting in 3 separate cases at New Orleans, Mississippi Valley, and Arizona State. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.